How about trips abroad? Where did you travel while you were playing?
With Gloucester.
Or throughout your career,
I've been a few places last few years.
Playing classics and things like that, all right.
Yeah, Gloucester, we went to America, Boston, New York, right. Which was probably one of the last, definitely for Gloucester, was purely amateur. You know, get here for 10 o'clock on a bus, stop at a pub on the way, have a few beers, get in the airport, get on it. And never stop for 16 days, but you'd have a night off it before the game, you know. And it was 40 blokes, you know, week in, 5 days in New York or something, and then a week in Boston. The rugby was hard. We played in a tournament, John Jeffers is over there, and all those guys. And it was, and it, they did a tournament where nobody won, but it was done on gamesmanship and what have you, hence to say we never won it. It was a... They had a kid in the line, and one arm Willie, they call him. So sort of Gloucester kept throwing into the back of the line as he threw it, they grab his other arm. So he ended up to get it, Nick Bobby Falk. And this happened, yeah, it was, yeah, we had a line out, and it, the big fight kicked off. And I was on the bench, me, Glanners, it's Pete Miles, obviously cutting others. We were up on the bench, and Devs, he's got two on him right now, and these two blokes are punching him. Well, hey, ref, so me and Glanners go on. We get involved, unfortunately, in the punch-up with their bench. Two lads on their bench had come on and started. And it was a 30-man punch-up, like, you know what I mean? And I remember it came on the ref's sit, all right, we all come down. He's, and I remember looking up the stand, the first bloke I saw was Peter Ford. And he's staring at me. And I thought, I said, Glenn, as I said, that's finished. He said, what? I said, we went on there, we'd punch this kid a few times, like, you know, and get with the nail kid. I said, that's the end of us. I said, it's finished, mate. He said, nah, you're right, mate. Anyway, we get some, then we got on the pitch and we played the game, we won. And then you just got to change it. It was United squad, and first team goes in there, and they always put some trays of beer in there, like, you know. And it was boiling out, so we're having a few beers, and Glass said, come on, let's get out of here, because 40 we're in a minute. And he's kind of gives the bollock. So we got out of it, and then we spent all night hiding for Pete Ford. Every time we seen him, he'd look over like, oh. And you're for his lightning, you know, the best thing we thought, oh, I don't know. So we thought we'd got rid of it at about 8 o'clock at night. We stood at the bar and all the boys, yeah, and we had a tap on the shoulder. And Pete could have a word like, you know, and I thought, oh. I said, I looked at Gladys, we were over in the corner. I said, sorry, Pete, he said, no, don't say anything. He said, well done today, he said. You boys want a drink? And we said, hang on a minute, Pete, I thought you were going to give us a bonnet. He said, no. We said, Devs was getting roughed up. We said, Gloucester, stick together. That's all he said, walked off, what was a drink. And like then, to me, I was like, that sounds good, Gloucester, really, isn't it? Yeah, well, you stick up, really. But yeah, that was a big trip for Gloucester.
Yeah.
You know? And then we went to South Africa for that pre-season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you mentioned
that. We were on that. Been between that, I went to Argentina with Public School Wanderers with Don, Chris Raymond, Kev, Paul Orford. We had 2 weeks over there, which is a bit of a odd time. You know, they ate the English, don't they? The Argentinians, really. And, you know, they really had no trouble, but they were. We went with the Bath, which Kevin Yates and guys like Ian Sanders went. Colin Chavez was on it before he got capped. And again, it was amateur professional, and the boys were go out in the day and have a few beers in the bars of Buenos Aires, like, you know, it was,
yeah,
play a few games and all that sort of thing, cause a bit of hassle, but fair, yeah, we, you know, like, I remember Gloucester going to Kinsale Sevens in probably 93, 92. Remember the coach driver collapsed in Swansea on the wheel. Okay. So Fordy grabbed the wheel, went in, and then we finally got on the fish guard, missed the ferry. So they paid for an hotel. The ferry was 12 hours later, for say 3 in the afternoon, it was 3 in the morning. So we booked an hotel, got on a beer, had a curry, had a Chinese, stayed up, got on a ferry, got to Cork about 9 in the morning. So I had to drive to Kinsale an hour. So I stayed in Cork, got to Cork, and we had, from Rosslyn, we had a play in the afternoon, a 15s tournament.
Yeah.
Played, it was about 14s, won that. But a few beers, got in the sevens. It was a big sevens then. We got in the pool. We won the pool to qualify for the Saturday layouts. We think we ain't going to do too well. We're on the lash and everything for a weekend. Goes out, gets in 4 or 5 in the morning, gets up, plays rugby. Next thing, next we're in the quarter final. We're doing right. And then the prize was £1,000, really? £1,000 for the winner. Like, and Ollie Campbell was going to give out. So we get the quarter final. I said, 40. So we win, we keep the money. Yeah, no problem. He said, keep the money. Yeah. So we quarter final, we won the quarter final. And get the semi final. 40, we win it. He said, yeah, no problem. He said. And we win the semi final by a point. So now we're in the final. We're knackered. We're blowing it out. Yeah. But we got good. See, Phil Green, Stan, Mike Hamley, Ian Morgan, Cormac O'Donoghue, Paul Alford. We're half a bait, but we're knackered. And comes the final. Ref comes over. I said, yeah, right. 10 minutes each way in the final. Man. Oh, joke. No. I said, 40. Stan, 40. If we win, we keep the 1,000. He said, yeah. He said, look down the end. And it was the corner of the Irish All Blacks today. Smacking tackle bags. We're hanging and we're thinking, no chance. And Willie and Spanners, our coach, said, can't get stuck into him. And we took every scrum, we'd smash every scrum. Mm-hmm. I was propping with Green and what, we'd smash every front scrum. I just, if it fights, first scrum went up, Stan comes through, smacks someone, and we got a big 7-man fight in the final. Their rating glosser as it is, and then our game plan was fighting the scrums, get the ball. If we could chip over the top, Paul Offer's got gas, he chased, he tackled a winger, we turned him over, we score. And we're about 10 points up in the second half. Like, you know, we get a penalty halfway and we kick the post away. Mike Hamley from the sevens final. Halfway, going 10 yards, we kicked just to get 3 scores in front of us. We kicked it and we won by 40 odd points in the end. And we come off the pitch and we're knackered and everything. And Stan goes up, we get a cut, Ollie Campbell's there, big hero. He gets the check like that, he turns around to the boys like that, and 40 goes, boom, straight in the top pocket. And to be fair to Pete, there's a pub in Kinsale, every goes to me, we won, and you're like, you're a bit of a hero because you won, and blah, blah, blah. We never play for that sort of 10 that was in the squad. Every time to get him in, so we'll gloss the boys aside, Guinness everywhere, middle of Ireland, we're drinking cider like the only one. We're getting a barrel of cider in for us. And it was fantastic. I remember, you know, next day we're coming home, we had a kangaroo court and everything. And we stopped in the garage to get some food. And they had a paper in it, it was a big thing, Gloucester first overseas thing. Like, you know, Pete, he knows about Gloucester. He was over the moon, like, you know, we'd gone over there. And, it was fantastic, you know, great weekend.